You're listening to the audio production of Sandcastle Kings, Meeting Jesus in a Spiritually Bankrupt World, by Rich Wilkerson, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by the author.
Introduction. When I was 14, my parents packed up the Wilkerson family Suburban and moved my brothers and me from Tacoma, Washington, our beloved hometown, to Miami, Florida, a place as foreign to us as Mars. West Coast to East Coast, cold to hot, rain to sun, English to everything but English. 2,729 miles. It might as well have been 2 million. Everything was foreign. Everything, that is, except the beach. Even in dreary, rainy Tacoma, the Wilkerson clan shared beautiful days together at the local beaches. And Miami has one of the best beaches in the world. I loved everything about it. The waves, the sand, the sounds. But I especially loved building sandcastles. Remember sandcastles? Remember how great it felt to dig your hands into the cool sand and fill your bucket with just the right type of sand? Wet enough that it would stick together, but not so wet that you couldn't shape it. Remember packing the walls and bridges into place and filling the moat with enough seawater to drown any enemy foolish enough to attack your castle? My brothers and I spent hours on our sandcastles, one shovel full at a time. We sculpted beautiful and imposing white sand structures, painstakingly smoothing the edges and carving out windows and doors. We dug rivers and ponds, built towers and bridges, and carefully placed seashells all over. Because, you know, that's what the princess would have wanted. We created the castles. We were the kings. Eventually, our shoulders pink from too much sun, we would put on the finishing touches, a twig here, a little seaweed there, and admire what we had built. We then played on the beach for the rest of the day, glorying in our castle each time we walked past it. Except for the occasionally errantly thrown football or clumsily placed foot, our sandcastles lasted all day, impervious to the ocean's breezes and the sun's rays mercilessly shining down. But then, near the end of the day, when the sun began to set and the tide began to rise, we would remember what all sandcastle builders know and wish wasn't true. The ocean was going to destroy our sandcastle. It wouldn't be there in the morning. We would head home knowing that we would never see that castle again. The next day, as surely as the sun rises in the east, our castle would be gone. There would not be a trace of it, just flat, sandy beach as far as our eyes could see. As if we had never been there, as if all our hard work had never taken place. For all of our efforts, we were left only with the stinging sunburn earned the day before. Here's something I've learned from reading the Bible. Children aren't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?